we pause in between questions?
My name is Isabel Mendoza. I am 18 years old. Today is April 28th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Allison Bell, who is my mother. The first question I want to ask is, what was it like when I was born?
When you were born, it was this amazing experience where I just felt like for the first time in my life, I finally had found kind of my purpose. Not that I didn't have other things going on in my life, but for me, the moment I saw you and held you in my arms, I just had this overwhelming love that people had tried to describe to me, but I really couldn't fathom until I had this beautiful brown-eyed baby looking up at me, and it was just an overwhelming feeling of love, and then mixed with fear about how would I live up to the expectations of being your mom. It was a great day.
That's good. What specific images would stand out to you when you think about how you raised me or being a mom in general?
Let's see. I think how I raised you was always to value you as a person. And so some of the specific images I think about are talking with you, even from when you were very, very little, you in the back seat and talking with me about just anything, nature and your grandparents, and just even with when it was baby talk, talking with you and always responding to you and valuing what you had to say. But some specific images that stick out to me are some of the travel that we did when we only had you, because you were our firstborn. We were able to take you. And so I can picture you in front of Notre Dame. I can picture you in front of the Eiffel Tower. I can picture just your smiling face everywhere we went, being very excited to interact with people and smile at people and engage with them with your big brown eyes.
So you mentioned traveling with me when it was just our family, when it was just me without my siblings. But apart from that, how do you think you socialized me and my other siblings, even if you didn't realize it?
I've thought about this a little bit. You and your siblings were all babies that, after I was done with my maternity leave, I returned to work. And at our company, we had this amazing policy for all of our new moms that wanted to come back to work. They could bring their baby to work with them. And so we had this baby at work policy that allowed moms to not separate from their babies when they were super young, which was really amazing for me. And for all of you, it put you in an environment where you weren't isolated from other people, and especially adults. You were all very social from the very beginning because you were surrounded by adults. It was very easy for you to go to other people because you interacted with other people from about 3 months on, daily, regularly, from 8 to 5 during that workday. So it was really special, actually. I would see other babies that were kind of clingy to their moms and dads. And you certainly had phases like that, but it was different for you. You were very easy to go to other people and smiley and really engaging with people, I think, because of that social environment.
Would you say that me being around all those people at a young age made me more dependent on other people, or do you think it was more beneficial for me?
I think it was more beneficial for you. I think that it made you someone who related well with others and just kind of saw your place in the world with others, even at a young age.
Okay, cool. What advice would you give me about being a parent?
Brace yourself for the love that you will feel for your child, because it's truly incredible. And it can be, it's like wearing your heart outside of your body because you love them so much and you want what's best for them. And at the same time, you can only control what you can control as a parent. So you're in for an amazing, spectacular treat when you become a parent.
Thank you, Allison.